SurvivalZone.com.
Welcome to this Hour of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Coming up in 10 minutes, another version of Nail the Score, week 5 in the NFL. Who knows what team or teams will be chosen, what matchup. It is an interesting week, but it has been right from the gate because you're never really sure what's going to happen in some of these games. We know it won't be Baltimore, Cleveland, Dallas, Miami, St. Louis, or Washington because they all have byes. Here's the great thing, ladies and gentlemen. To lighten the load, we do this thing called Nail the Score. So if you've never heard my show, you just tuned in, you're like, what is she talking about? So I'm going to give you the quick thumbnail version of it. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. You don't have to know anything about football. You tell us who you think is going to win, what do you think the final score is going to be. If you correctly nail the score, ding, 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 you are our winner. It's like circling lottery numbers, only you don't have to pay for the pleasure of playing our fun little game. Speaking of playing games, boy, there are a lot of games being played, both in Washington and across the country. I think with some of the Occupy movements, there are things that are being said that I would say thumbs up, but overall, are they missing the target? And there are some that say, listen, this is a setup now that the unions have jumped in with this because they're trying to protect their piece of the pie, and this is the base of the Democratic organization at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and they're trying to get President Obama elected to a second term, and we can see through the smoke screen. The Republican candidate that has talked about it the most, Herm Cain, didn't, you know, mince any words when he talked about what he thought was truly going on with the I'm the 99 percenters, especially in New York, but also all these other cities where it's cropping up. He says that you have to believe in capitalism, that it's not about the Wall Street guys. It's about the people in Washington. If you want a specific solution, that's where you have to go. That's where you have to go. You have to look to Foggy Bottom. And I agree with that. I agree in the sense that if you could take all these groups and they could go to Washington, they marched from the mall, they went outside the Capitol, whatever, there would be a real movement then. Because there would be, first of all, a bigger crowd, but it's not even about the bigger crowd. Then you could really, truly hit the target. I mean, are there some people that you'd like to nail on Wall Street? Of course. But overall, all of them and blaming it on Wall Street? You know, the bank too big to fail thing is what I said in a previous show, sticks in all of our craws. And I think across the board that does. I don't care what your politics are. And here's the thing. Remember, fall of 2000 and then into 2009, the bailouts of financial institutes really all over the world. The Federal Reserve printing, remember this, $442.7 billion to bail out foreign institutes that bet on U.S. housing. Because remember the whole subprime lending, the mortgage fallout? Remember what they were doing? And, of course, by Europe's own ongoing rescue of creditors that lent money to governments like Greece that couldn't afford to pay them back. That's truly a bigger part of what is going on. I mean, the investment bankers are just tiny cogs, really, in the wheel. They're not the big boys. They're not the big catch here. So that's how I would spin it. I mean, there's no question that the banks have an unbelievable ability. The big bankers, the big money people, and there's a handful that can leverage political people whenever something goes wrong, or political institutions, like I said, of course, the Federal Reserve. Oh, got to bail out our friends because they had poor bets on our housing mistakes. So we're going to just print some more money. Let's do it. We got the monopoly money. We can do it. It's not a problem. So I don't necessarily want to portray all the people who are protesting as villains, but I think they're missing, many of them are missing the mark when they're occupying Wall Street. And it does look to a lot of people like Herman Cain as a attempt to spark outrage against the terrible excesses of capitalism. And, you know, maybe that's it. Maybe that's all there is. Get out and vent. The economy, the financial crisis, the bailout, the high unemployment, and where are we pinning it? Wall Street. Well, I'm going to say I would print it in another direction, as I just talked about there. And I would look in a different direction. I would look to D.C. at some of the crazy, obscene levels of leverage into the system, pumped into the system. $700 trillion in derivatives. The Bank of International Settlement says that. That's a nice title. $700 trillion. And so, see, that's the thing. The economy suffers because of that. And all these demands that are being thrown out there just have open borders. Are you serious? Free education. It's not happening anytime soon. All right, so we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions, including here. You know, we do have baseball going on. We're almost at the World Series. Take a listen to my version of Sports Shorts.
After 162 games, the race to get to the World Series is on. More on the rich history of the finals next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Tombstone Pizza. With multiple varieties to choose from, there's a Tombstone Pizza that's sure to please your family. What do you want on your tombstone? Family dinner is important, but who says it has to be at the table? When life gets busy and the pressure is on, pull out the good paper plates and settle in for pizza and a movie. It's fun, easy, and memorable for the whole family. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Since 1903, the winners of the American League and National League championships have played mostly a best-of-seven series for the right to be called world champions. The first year, it was the best-of-nine, however, and in 1903, the Boston Americans beat the Pittsburgh Pirates in 8 games. Right from the start, besides hoisting the commissioner's trophy with teammates, most teams gave out rings. However, a few got pocket watches or other expensive trinkets. The Yankees have won the most 27 times, while the Cubs last won in 1908. Legends are often made like Hall of Famer Reggie Jackson, who played for 4 teams in 21 seasons, winning 3 championships in the 70s with Oakland and 2 with the Yankees, earning the nickname Mr. October. In just a few weeks, we'll have a few new heroes laying claim to the 108th World Series title. I'm the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts.
Ah, the Yankees are going to win it this time around as they lose to the Tigers. Coming up next, Nail the Score. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
I can hardly wait to see what game we'll be waiting for this week. Without further ado, Donovan Madsen, let her rip. He's so good. We have to pay him extra for that. You know, poor guy. He's not even a sports fan. So, but I think he likes the Nail the Score thing. All right. So the computer landed on Chicago and Detroit. Didn't we just have Detroit? Chicago and Detroit. That is a Monday night game, an interesting matchup to say the least, because Detroit has been such a huge surprise. I love Matt Stafford. I love the story of Matt Stafford too. He grew up in Texas, grew up a Cowboy fan, and he was thrilled by the results last time around when Detroit came to Dallas and ended up winning, erasing a 20-points-plus deficit to win. I mean, this is the team that somehow gets hot in the second half of a game, and they've pulled themselves out of the fire a couple of times. So it's fun to watch them, frankly. It is. You don't know, you're not sure what's going to happen. Calvin Johnson, one of his favorite receivers, he's got 8 touchdowns on the year, and Stafford has over 1,200 yards. But forget about the stats. It's not about the stats, it's about the wins, and ultimately you trying to nail the score in this Monday night game that pits the Bears against the Lions. The Bears are 2-2. Jay Cutler, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I look at him and I think he's trying to throw the football into the stands or can't see or something's happened or there's too much traffic. I'm not really sure. Although, if you looked at statistics, in some games, he's done okay. But in spurts, a quarter here, a quarter there.
So the Bears are 2-2. The Lions are perfect 4-0. And this is in Detroit, and it's Monday Night Football. And Detroit is favored by 6. So Chicago plus 6. I got to tell you, I think this is going to be a barn burner. I think that we're going to see a high-flying, high-scoring game here. This is what I'm choosing. And by the way, anybody who wants to take the same score, you can do that. It's easy to do this. I'm going to go with the favorite. I'm going to go with the Lions. And I'm going to say that the Lions end up winning 40-36. That seriously is my score. 40-36. What do you think, America? Don't be shy. Chime in before it's too late. All my friends in Kentucky, the great state of Illinois, Missouri, Connecticut, and beyond those borders. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Also, you can shoot us your guesses, in a sense, through the miracle of the Internet. Just go to americatonight.net, click on email, fill in your score, and that's it. And then you'll officially be locked and loaded with whatever you think's going to happen. I cannot imagine that the defenses, not to take anything away from them, but I can't imagine this is going to be a game where we come out talking about defense. Geez, did you see what happened at Ford Field? It was so low scoring. 10-6, I think, was the final score. I would be stunned if that were the case. I mean, Detroit has bounced back from amazing deficits, like I said. The Cowboy matchup was incredible. They played great in the second half. They stole it from the Cowboys. Matt Stafford said that, and he was dead on right. That's what they've done. So the Lions get a chance to show what they're really made of and to be 5-0 for the first time. And check, this is an interesting stat. They get a chance to be 5-0 for the first time since the 50s. Yeah. Guys were walking around with combs, those black combs in their back pocket, penny loafers, and Letterman jackets. That's how long ago it was where they won their first 6 games. So, I mean, this is huge. But it's not about the hugeness of that. It's about Bobby Carpenter and Chris Houston. They were a part of the reason they returned interceptions for touchdowns in the Cowboy win, 34-30. So Jason Hansen had a 51-yard field goal. For my money, he's pretty good if they get into one of those situations. And now they're taking on Chicago in front of the home crowd. Chicago's averaged like 31 passing plays and 28 running plays, and you know, when they've played Detroit. But this is a different Detroit game. It's a different Detroit game. And I think that the Bears are going to have trouble. And it's on the ground where they're going to try to move things. All right, enough analysis. It's boring. 800-259-5791. Let's take a few. All right, who is going to break the ice? Of course, it's Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate. Palin time.
I was just going to tell you, your girlfriend Palin is not going to run. Are you sad?
Yeah.
That so sincere in that voice.
Can you email her over the weekend for me and tell her she wants to give her that bus? I'll take it off her hands.
All right, I'll do it.
For
I will.
Her bus, because she ain't going to need it. Her or Bachman or Ron Paul, they ain't going to need her tour bus.
Oh, now you're taking a slap at Ron Paul. What did Ron Paul do to you?
Oh, he's whining and crying because they bombed, killed that terrorist.
Oh, yeah. Alaki, yeah, Anwar Alaki. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's un-American, so. Okay, the Bears are 28, Detroit 24.
28-24 Bears, really?
Yeah, well, sure.
I'm giving you 10 seconds. I'm giving you 1, 2 to change your mind. 3, 4, 5, 6
Barry,
seven. Come on.
Beat on Monday night.
8, 9, 10 All right, it's locked and loaded. We don't. Do you care about stats from the past? Are you kidding me?
Throw all that out the door. On Monday night football, look out for the Bears.
All right. Now, of course you're saying that, though. You're from Illinois. You're a Bears fan. That's why Rick is saying that. Thanks, Rick. Enjoy the game. I gave him 10 seconds, guys. I did. I just try to help. 800-259-5791. We're nailing the score. The Detroit-Chicago game is on Monday night. Victor in Texas. You get a crack at this. Hey, Victor, who do you like?
Detroit.
And what do you think the score is going to be?
37-21.
37-21. Victor, thanks for the call. He sounds like he's in a wind tunnel. We appreciate that. All right, so Illinois has spoken. Texas has spoken. By the way, if you do win, you win a whole bunch of prizes from America tonight. So we will ship them off to you. We did have a winner once. It's been so long, but we had one. Chris in Connecticut, a woman won. And she was very, very excited by the fact that she had won the game. And we were excited, too, because it's tougher to do than you think. It's like the lottery. Do you ever just stand there? I mean, I'm not a person that plays a lottery all the time, a buck here or a buck there when it's high. But you look at those numbers, you know what I'm saying? And I see them, and then the numbers come out, and I think, well, look, this is simple. Those numbers, they're just those numbers. They're just right there. Why not pick those numbers? They're just strung together. There's not even that many. It's that hard to put them in the order they're supposed to be in. That's why the house always wins, even when it comes to the lottery. Phil in Missouri, hello.
Hey, got a correction for that Detroit-Dallas comment.
Yeah.
Detroit didn't steal it. Romo gave it to him.
Oh, Phil, I so agree with you. Yes, I do. Romo is not an elite quarterback. He always ends up costing them at key moments when they have big leads, when he might redeem himself. I don't get it. You know, Bill Parcells, that's why he was so frustrated by what happened at the tail end of the season. Remember against Seattle? He had enough, and he decided, I just can't do this with this guy. He can't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like I said, I still say Aikman now is a better quarterback than Romo.
Yeah, I agree. Phil, what do you think's going to happen in this one?
Detroit, 35-24.
35-24. Phil has spoken. Thanks, Phil. 800-259-5791. Hurry up, jump on the line. We are nailing the score, we hope.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
With economic news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special self-reliance report. Studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in the headlights of an oncoming car. waiting for others to help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down under pressure. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. That's why I'm excited to announce we've published a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanything.com. That's readyforanything.com. Take swift and decisive action by getting your copy today at readyforanything.com. That's readyforanything.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning.
If you just tuned in to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we are doing the Nail the Score thing. Our computer randomly picked the Monday night game, Chicago against Detroit at Ford Field in Michigan. Who do you think is going to win the game? You can call us at these numbers. We've strung them together. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or through the miracle of the Internet, go to americatonight.net, drop down to the email, click on it, boom, you're in. Like Dave in Vermont. Hello, Dave. This isn't Dave in Vermont. Dave in Vermont on the internet said Bears 38-21. I was just giving them shout out. Michael Trom said Chicago 24-20. You guys are scaring me with this Chicago thing. Did I analyze this right? I am in, let's just say, a pool where we don't bet money. No, of course not. But I picked Detroit and Chicago's getting 6 points. Oof. And who knew that this was going to be the game of the week? And now I've got Detroit for the game of the week. Wow. So you have a chance to nail the score and win some prizes and bragging rights and all that great stuff. 800-259-5791. You got to do it before the top of the hour, though, or it does not count. Jay in Kentucky. Ooh, the first guy in from Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
How you doing tonight, Kate?
Good. How about you?
Not too awful bad. Listen, Chicago has no offensive line.
Thank you.
Their quarterback is going to be on the ground more than any of the Kardashians, I'm telling you. They're going to be on his back so much. But I think Detroit is twice the team that Chicago is this year, so I'm going to go twice the score, 34-17, Detroit.
34-17. All right, well said. You're right. He doesn't get much protection. I mean, think of some of the offensive lines out there and some of the worst of the bunch. Philadelphia suffering from the same problem, an underpaid lunch pail group and the $100 million quarterback. And I'd say Chicago's right up there, too. They have a terrible line. Yes, good analysis. Jay, you're locked and loaded.
All right, see you later.
All right, you have a great weekend. So Jay says Detroit is the real deal, and I agree. I think Detroit is the real deal, too. It's fun to watch Stafford. It is. I like watching this kid. He's exciting. He's lighting it up because he just does it. He just goes out there, he does it, and he's living it out. I think Detroit's going to be there at the end. I mean, I don't know if they're going to make the Super Bowl, but they're going to get pretty close, perhaps. Perhaps. Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don, the Yankees lost.
You know, Kate, it's been an absolutely extremely tiring but wonderful day. You know what I'm
saying? I know.
I finally got that bum that was running my house out and got somebody else in there who paid 2 months up front. And, and of course, I had to help this guy move all of his stuff. We had about seven or eight people over there, and it took almost all the way into late night. Anyways, and then, of course, I didn't really have any time to find out, but then I found out that I have a new name for them called them. I call them the No More Yankees, not the New York Yankees. There we go. No More Yankees, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, good for them. They're gone. So now it's up, you know, if Detroit wins it, Rangers win it, who cares, you know, get somebody fresh in there, right? Although I still have, since the beginning of the year, said I didn't think anything was going to stop Philly, but we'll find out tomorrow. Your Phillies will have it on the line tomorrow against the Cardinals, and that's going to be the game to watch. Definitely.
I'll be watching. It's the evening game. I'll be kicking back watching that game, and I have my fingers crossed. I got my Steve Carlton bat in my hand when I'm sitting there. You betcha.
By the way, guess what movie I went to see?
Moneyball.
Did you go see Moneyball, Kate?
I did. I saw it the weekend it came out because I interviewed Bean a couple of times when he was having that great run, wink, wink, with Oakland.
Have you ever seen so much smoke blowing up somebody's butt off? Oh, I couldn't believe it, Kate. You know, it was, first of all, for those people that are listening out there, I do believe Brad Pitt will get nominated for an Oscar. He was fantastic. He did a great job acting. I thought everybody in the film just did a great job acting. They went through quite a bit to get non-former major league players to, you know, play baseball and make it look somewhat convincing. And
sure.
And it was a fun story. But there were quite a few inaccuracies, and these inaccuracies just made it sound like Billy Bean's just this maestro of baseball, you know. And first one being is that Jason Giambi, they actually did offer Jason Giambi a contract at the beginning of the film when they're talking about trying to replace him.
Right.
They did offer him $105 million, matching the Yankees' offer. The difference was that Jason Giambi wanted a no trade in his contract. And
they wouldn't give it
that to him.
Yeah.
And the reason the A's wouldn't give it to him is because they knew
he'd jump. Yeah, they would do it.
No, that he was on the juice.
Yeah.
And then 3 years later, when the Yankees found out about it and the whole world found out when the juice thing broke, you know, the juice, folks, by the way, is being on steroids. The Yankees couldn't get rid of him. And because, you know, the Yankees like to keep that nice, squeaky clean image, and they ought to, you know, how much money they spend. They ought to be able to portray the, you know, the type of ball team that they want to portray. Then the part that really blew me away was throughout this whole film, which was almost, 2 hours long, I believe?
Yeah.
They go through the Athletics Pick 21 part of the 2002 season, and supposedly it's because of the moves that Billy Bean made. And not once in this whole film, Kate, did you hear the name of the big three? Zito, Loader, or Hudson, the A's big three, their starting pitchers. Okay.
Which was part of the reason that they had done so well.
and Corey Lytle. Now, Corey Lytle was the main reason they won those 20 games because four of those, he won them, and he didn't give up a run all four games.
Yeah.
And, of course, the next year, for people that don't know who Corey Lytle is, the next year he was the guy who he got a contract with the Yankees, of course, because the A's have always been the Yankees' AAA ball team, basically.
And he was killed in that plane crash.
And then he, unfortunately, crashed his plane into that building two or three years later.
In New York City, yeah.
But the point was, is there was a lot of inaccuracy that just made Billy Bean, I admit, for what he has to operate with, and I want America to know, Kate, and you to know, the biggest loser, the biggest scumbag of this whole ordeal with the Athletics and the Tampa Bay Devils, for that matter, is Bud Selig, okay, the commissioner. Bud Selig hates Oakland. He hates it when the A's used to beat the crap out of his Milwaukee Brewers. And for the past 13 years, he has done nothing to let Oakland move to San Jose. San Jose has been dying to get the Athletics down there. And the reason why? San Jose is the sixth largest city in America, Kate.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if the Athletics actually had a budget, you know, to where they could buy players like the Yankees do because they're selling their ballpark out every game?
Sure, they'd be better off.
For crying out loud, I remember the 88-89-90 season when the Bash Brothers were there. I was going to games, you know, playoff games, and the stadium was two-thirds full. You know, I mean, it just, for some reason, I don't know what it is. Oakland is not the wild town it used to be. It's a nice town now. You know, the crime rate's way down, but they just, for some reason, they just cannot, you know, support a baseball team. Maybe it's because
they can't.
The ballpark, and you saw the big Raiders sign on the ballpark.
Yeah.
You know, it's a football stadium.
Yeah.
You know?
I've been there twice, and you're absolutely right. It's the only place I went to in the league too, by the way, where they charged you to eat when you were part of the media. But I didn't know that about Giambi because I heard through very good sources because I was in the thick of Major League Baseball, specifically covering the AL, the American League, and especially the West, that he absolutely had designs on the Yankees, even as much as he was, you know, the California guy and all of that. And there were rumors about the juice, and just to let everybody know, as you said, the Yankees like to keep things clean, but they had Andy Pettit, who was juiced, they had Giambi, who was juiced, and they had Roger Clemens, who was juiced. And the thing that they did was, because they do it so well, they were able to spin it because Giambi came out, admitted it, they just kind of let it go. And like, oh, here he is, isn't he a great guy? The New Yorkers didn't care. And they did that at spring training, and they did that with Andy Pettit, and Andy Pettit went on to get another $17 million contract. So they care about the wins. Yeah, but that's interesting. I like your take on that. All right, what do you think happens in Nail the Score?
Nail the Score, Detroit and Chicago, considering that Detroit had no reason winning that game last week, thanks to, I call him Domo Romo now. Do you know what Domo means in Japanese? It means thank you. No, Domo Romo. Yeah, put him out there. I mean, teams have got to be licking their chops like, oh, Tony Romo's going to go. I mean, heck, he threw five touchdowns, take two of them were to the other team. Let's take Detroit. I think it's actually going to be fairly close. So the Bears defense will show up and I'm not, you know, right now it looks like Detroit's just a one-man show. At least in that game they were, Calvin Johnson, but nobody seems to be able to stop him right now. But and I'm going to go 27-24
Detroit. 27-24 Detroit. All right, you are locked and loaded. Thanks, Don. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Kate. You too. Bye.
All right, it's interesting. 27-24, Rick in Illinois has the Bears 28-24. All right, we're nailing the score. I promise we'll rifle through it and get to all of you guys. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. A couple of quick emails came in. This one from Shaw, who says, give me the Bears. I like the Bears. 40-36, your score, Kate, but reversed. Bears, 40-36. Woo! I don't think there's many other people that are going to pick that score. All right, we're coming back with your calls next here on ATN.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me. I'm surprised that you never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
Chicago Bears taking on the Detroit Lions on Monday Night Football. That is our game of the week for Nail the Score. So call this number and see if you can outsmart the system and be the winner. 800-259-5791. Smart Money says Detroit should take this pretty handily, and that's why a lot of people are going with the Bears. They're not taking the bait, so to speak. All right, he's been waiting for a while. Let's quickly go to him. Don in Vermont. Hello, Don.
Hi there, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm very good, especially since the Yankees have lost.
Yay!
I can tell you that the Boston Red Sox fans went wild,
and
the New York Met fans rejoiced.
That's so true, isn't it? Yes.
Yes, I'm a Met fan, and I was very happy.
Good for you. I grew up kind of a Met fan, and then we moved to Philly, so I switched to the Phillies. But I still have a warm spot in my heart. People don't believe it for Shea Stadium, so that's cool. What do you think, Don?
All right, well, just one more thing. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, with the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Yeah.
So I cannot like the Yankees. They're one of my least favorite teams in the world. However, getting to football.
I like that. They're one of my least favorite teams in the world. Yeah, because that was your team and they left.
Well, what I'm saying is growing up with the Dodgers, we loved them. Mm-hmm. And the Yankees destroyed them. In
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. It left a very, we were less than, choice citizens when it came to the Yankees and the Dodgers.
Yep. Shot heard around the world, though. Were you around for that?
I sure was. 51.
Yeah. Bobby Thompson, I had a great pleasure in my career. One of my highlights, I had a chance to interview him, and it was a joy. I still have that somewhere on tape. I'll have to dig it up and play it one night, but he was great.
Do you remember the pitcher for the Dodgers?
The pitcher...
For the Dodgers, who threw the pitch to Bobby Thompson.
It wasn't Larson, was it?
No, Ralph Branca.
Oh, that's right, Ralph Branca. Yeah.
And he and Thompson became very good friends, and they used to travel together.
Yeah, even though they were foes, yeah.
When they retired, they became good friends.
Yeah, you're right. And Branca, if I'm right about this, I think I am right about this. His son-in-law is, I can't remember, I didn't know that. His son-in-law is Bobby Valentine.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, that's correct.
Cool. What do you think?
Okay, I like Detroit, 28-17.
Detroit, 28-17. I don't think anyone else has that. You got it. You are locked and loaded. All right, thanks, Don. All right, we move from Don to Sam in Connecticut. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. What do you think, Sam?
It's going to be Detroit, 35, Chicago, 24.
I like how you said that. You just let it rip. 35-24. Oh, wait a second. Philly, Missouri has 35-24, so you got to alter that.
Oh, how about 21?
35-21. Good. You've got that. It's your score.
Okay.
Hey, thanks.
All right.
Sam in Connecticut. Have a good weekend. Bill in Washington. Hey, Bill.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What do you think, Bill?
Well, I like Detroit simply because they have a great sport legacy, the Red Wings, the Lions, the Pistons, and obviously tonight, Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
I say 28-19.
Detroit.
Yes, 28-19.
28-19, Detroit. All right, thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
I like that. Thanks. You're locked and loaded. It's interesting because now we're having all these baseball references. The Tigers pulled out of that game. I mean, that was a great couple of bases loaded moments for the Yankees. And if you're a Yankee hater, you were loving that. Nothing like seeing A-Rod go down. I'm telling you. How about Randy in Iowa? Hello, Randy.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Are you a big football fan, Randy?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Big football fan.
Good. And this is a great time of year, isn't it, when you have everything going all at one time?
Oh, yeah. Big Bear fan, too.
Okay, so the Bears. So you like the Bears in this, huh?
Oh, big time.
What do you think the score's going to be?
I'm saying 42-28, Chicago.
Ooh, 42-28. I love it. Randy, in your face to everybody else that said Detroit, including me. But that's good. 42-28. Thanks, Randy. Good luck.
Thanks.
42-28. Boy, Jay Cutler would have to have a heck of a day, right? Or maybe there'd have to be some big, big returns there. Maybe some picks or something, and Matt Stafford would have to get a little bit rattled. With the way this NFL is, anything can happen. I mean, it's such a little trite saying that they trot out, all those sports cliches on any given Sunday. But if it you know, come on, if I'm lying, if it's not true, you watch the highlights or you start watching a game, unless you are one of those people that you have the whole Sunday package, you're flipping around all over the place, but you start watching a game and you look at the crawls and you can't believe the difference from the halfway point to the end, usually, of these games. I mean, it's crazy, the scores that we've seen. And, of course, my team is the Philadelphia Eagles with the $100 million quarterback and the brutal coach, Andy Reid, who I think needs to go. I'm telling you, I think everybody in the stands knows exactly what play he's calling next. I don't get it. So that's the problem to me. I mean, not that he didn't do a good job for a while, but he needs to go. He needs to go, and I don't think the Eagles, on paper, they might look good, but that's where they're looking the best. They're having a rough, rough season. So Jay Cutler, what's he going to look like? His completion rate, 54%, really 50, if you want to be official about it, Sonona, you guys nail me, 54.2%. For Matty Stafford, it's 62.1%. And, you know, are we going to see a ground game from Chicago? Are we going to see 40 on the ground? We're going to see more aerial highlights? I'm thinking run the ball. That's what they're going to do. That's what they're doing. And then they'll work the way around if they're going to have any shot at Detroit. I think you're going to see a lot of ground movement there. Okay, we have a lot of emails coming in. We only have a few minutes left. If you want to send an email, send it now at americatonight.net. Go there. Click on the email, and then you'll be in. We got one here from Jail Time. That's an interesting nickname, Jail Time. Jail Time says, hello, America Tonight. I like Detroit. The final score will be, and here's a shocker. I don't think anyone said a score this low. I honestly think it is going to be a 17-7 game, 17-7. Then it wouldn't be anything about offense. We'd be talking about serious defense, mistakes, befuddlement, not a bunch of kicks. I don't know that I would go in that extreme. I'd almost go to the side that Randy's gone to, where we're saying 40-some points, because I said 42. I said Detroit 40-36. So I'm thinking, if anything, it probably goes a little bit higher rather than lower. I don't think it's going to be at all a game of defense. So Monday night is the game. That means we won't have a result until Monday night. If somebody nails the score, rest assured, you all gave me your guesses, so I think you know. But if you forget, don't worry, because if somebody nails the score, we will be shouting it from the rooftops. I'll do a story and put it on the website, plus I will announce it as well on the show a bunch of times, so have no fear about that. All right, good luck to everybody who played Nail the Score. We'll see if we have a lucky winner this time around.